Something Fresh, A Blandings Story by P.G. Woodhouse, read by Jonathan Sissel. Chapter 1. The sunshine of a fair spring morning fell graciously upon London town. Out in Piccadilly, its heartening warmth seemed to infuse into traffic and pedestrians alike a novel jauntiness, so that bus drivers jested, and even the lips of chauffeurs uncurled into not unkindly smiles. Policemen whistled at their posts, clerks on their way to work. Beggars approached the task of trying to persuade perfect strangers to bear the burden of their maintenance with that optimistic vim which makes all the difference. It was one of those happy mornings. At 9 o'clock precisely, the door of number 7A Arundel Street, Leicester Square, opened, and a young man stepped out. Of all the spots in London which may fairly be described as backwaters, there is none that answers so completely to the description as Arundel Street, Leicester Square. Passing along the north pavement of the square, just where it joins Piccadilly, you hardly noticed the bottleneck opening of the tiny cul-de-sac. Day and night, the human flood roars past, ignoring it. Arundel Street is less than 40 yards in length, and though there are 2 hotels in it, they are not fashionable hotels. It is just a backwater. In shape, Arundel Street is exactly like one of those flat stone jars in which Italian wine of the cheaper sort is stored. The narrow neck which leads off Leicester Square opens abruptly into a small court. 2 sides of this hotels occupy. The third is at present given up to furnished lodgings for the impecunious. These are always just going to be pulled down in the name of progress to make room for another hotel, but they never do meet with that fate. And as they stand now, so will they, in all probability, stand for generations to come. They provide single rooms of moderate size, the bed modestly hidden during the day behind a battered screen. They contain a table, an easy chair, a hard chair, a bureau, and a round tin bath, which, like the bed, goes into hiding after its useful work is performed. And you may rent one of these rooms, with breakfast thrown in, for $5 a week. Ash Marson had done so. He had rented the second floor front of number 7A. 26 years before this story opens, there had been born to the Reverend Joseph Marson, minister, and Sarah, his wife, of much Middlefold, Salop, a son. This
sample complete. Ready to continue?